Well, as I stand here with the whole world in my hands, I'd like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, to join me at the front for a few moments. When she came in this morning, she noticed it wasn't there because I had it back here. I want to say a little bit about this, and then I want to read a very brief story to you. I think most of us, you know, you learn in school about why we have day and why we have night. Maybe they show this to you as a way of explaining that. I'm going to ask Grace to help me out a little bit with this. Why don't you stand right where you are. You're going to be the sun, all right? And when the sun shines, it beams. So smile like you're the sun beaming. Okay, there you go. So the sun beams on here, and the world, here, give it a turn, and it turns, and when, here's where we live, and we're on this side of it, there we go, keep shining there, sun, when we're on this side of it, it's daylight, and as it begins to move, daylight comes to other parts of the world, and now we're over here, and we are in the dark, and that allows us to see things like the stars and the moon, and the moon's in different shapes, depending on what time of the month it is, and then it comes around again, and there we go again, and the sun comes up, comes around again, and it gets dark. And we learn those things, and we need to know these things, because we have to know how our world works. Okay, that's fine. Now you guys can sit down. Hold on, Nicole, I'm going to ask you to help me with something else now.
Okay.
We're going to get rid of the, we're not going to get rid of it, we're going to put it down here. Now you're going to hold this book called Grandfather Twilight. Because even though we know how these things work, it's also nice to have stories about them, too. And this is a story called Grandfather Twilight. So I'm going to ask, maybe somebody can help with that. You want to help her? Bridget, whew. All right. Why don't you hold the book and let Bridget turn the pages, okay? Let's go to the, keep going. We're not quite there yet. You got to get to the first page. Two more. A few more. There's a lot. There we go. When I say turn, Bridget, you give it a turn, okay? Why don't you come this way a little bit so everybody can see, all right? There we go. Now remember, we've already known how it becomes daylight and dark, but now here's a story about daylight and dark. Grandfather Twilight lives among the trees. Turn the page. When day is done, yeah, you can come over this way a little bit. Though. When day is done, he closes his book, combs his beard, and puts on his jacket. Next, he opens a wooden chest that is filled with an endless strand of pearls. He takes a strand, takes one pearl from it, and closes the chest again. Then, holding the pearl in his hand, Grandfather Twilight goes for a walk. He's got his dog with him there. The pearl grows larger with every step. Leaves begin to whisper. Little birds hush. Now, just turn the next three pages so we can see the pictures. There he goes. A little slower. There he goes again with his dog. There he goes again, carrying the pearl. Comes to the ocean. See how big it's gotten? And one more page now. There we go. Gently he gives the pearl to the silence above the sea. Then Grandfather Twilight goes home again. He gets ready for bed and goes to sleep. Good night. There's the dog and the cat sleeping. So that's why I like stories like these. We know how it works. We already saw that, how the world turns and gets dark and gets daylight and sun and moon and stars, but it's also nice to have these stories as well. And I think both of them are very important for us. So I hope you'll keep all that in mind as you go to your class this morning. It's been very good to see you. Where is Jet? We're going to do the... All right, stay away.
Are you going to sing back to us when we sing to you?
All right, good.
Now may you go to your classroom. What are you going to sing?
Will you go?
Will you sing this song?
Will you sing?
Will you walk carefully?
We will walk carefully.
Now you may go.